USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Swing and a miss! And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books!
The final call from Charlie Sloes at WJFK, the Fan in D.C.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
The Nats winning their first World Series since moving to the district in 2005. They became the first team also to win four games on the road in a World Series. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired at least two unidentified projectiles towards the Sea of Japan. Initial reports are they came down just outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. Federal Reserve policymakers will end a two-day meeting later today with an expected announcement of another interest rate reduction. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Twitter is banning all political advertising around the world beginning next month. More details from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Twitter is saying the reach of such messages should be earned and not bought. Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey says that paying for ads forces targeted political messages on people with a power that brings significant risks to politics. The announcement was met by praise by Democrats and criticism from the Trump campaign.
The House to consider its next move in the impeachment inquiry today. A Democratic resolution was passed in the House last night, authorizing public hearings and offering guidelines for the questioning of witnesses. Republicans still accuse Democrats, though, of running an unfair process, and President Trump continues to call it a witch hunt. Now, Ford and United Auto Workers have reached a deal that avoids a strike. The two sides announcing last night they have a tentative agreement that would avoid a long and expensive strike like one that hit General Motors for 6 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Another parent is being sent to prison in the college admissions scandal. California businessman Jeffrey Bizak was sentenced yesterday to 2 months behind bars after pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit fraud after paying $250,000 to get his son into the University of Southern California. Bizak will also have to perform 300 hours of community service and pay a $250,000 fine. He's the 12th parent to be sentenced in that scandal. There's no word how long NBA superstar Steph Curry is going to be sidelined after breaking his left hand in a game last night. It broke when the Golden State Warriors guard landed hard during a home game against Phoenix. Curry, the two-time NBA MVP, having led the Warriors to five straight finals, but last night, not so much. He got hurt and the team fell to the Suns, 121-110. And New York City is banning foie gras from stores and restaurants. The delicacy is made from fattening the liver of a duck or a goose, and that's been called inhumane by animal rights activists. So yesterday, the New York City Council passed the bill banning the sale of foie gras. Restaurants and stores that violate the ban could face a penalty of $2,000. Remember to look for us online as well as on the radio. You can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.